The Redfern Legal Center publishes a book called The Law Handbook. Currently in its 12th edition, it is an excellent legal resource that endeavors to provide a practical guide to the law in New South Wales. Chapter 16 is all about criminal law, and it is freely available online. I will provide links to this invaluable resource on the Big Rob's Facebook page and the Big Rob's website after the show. As mentioned earlier in the show, the basic principles of criminal law are listed as a person is innocent until proven guilty, guilt must be proved by the prosecution beyond reasonable doubt, silence cannot be used to infer guilt, and a person who has been acquitted cannot be tried again for the same offence. At first glance, these seem simple enough. However, unbeknown to many and ignored by most, these very old, well-established basic legal principles are being ignored more and more with the passing of time, and the result is a dilution of various fundamental rights many of us hold true and dear to our heart. I will address each principle individually. It is said that the basis of our criminal justice system is that a person charged with an offence is innocent until proven guilty. This seems to be the case when we hear about individuals accused of various crimes go through the court process, having their matters heard by magistrates, judges, or juries before a verdict is returned. A guilty mind or deliberate intention is also required to be found guilty. The onus is said to be on the prosecution to prove guilt, and this is the case in many matters. Where this principle is ignored is when we are dealing with matters described as strict liability or absolute liability offences. A strict liability offence is one where a guilty mind is not required. A good example is driving while suspended. There are various defences available to strict liability offences, and many people get off these every day. Absolute liability offences can only be described as strict liability offences on steroids. These are very similar to strict liability offences, however, the defence of an honest and reasonable mistake of fact is not available. A very common example of these is a parking fine. Many people also get off these regularly. Where it gets tricky with strict liability offences is when the defence of honest and reasonable mistake of fact is used. The onus then lies on the prosecution to prove that no such belief existed. In relation to absolute liability offences, the defence has to continue to prove their innocence. Innocence until guilt is proven is ignored to make things easier on society. When innocence until guilt is proven is respected, the prosecution must prove guilt. The accused does not have to say a word to establish their innocence, but there are situations where they must notify the prosecution of a defence or even prove a particular defence, such as insanity, on the balance of probabilities. Beyond reasonable doubt is the onus placed on the prosecution, and it is intentionally a difficult one to dispense with. The act and the intent to commit the act must be proved, as well as disproving any defences raised to secure a conviction. This all sounds good in practice, but in reality, it is not as fair as it may seem in many situations. One very common situation is where an accused is charged by police with one or more offences, and the only witnesses are the police. No CCTV, sound, or independent witness evidence is available or put forward in many cases. Even though our highest courts have warned time and time again of the dangers of accepting police evidence in such situations, the lower courts have a tendency to accept corroborating evidence from two or more police officers as the truth, even when they are accused of lying. Just the nature of the scenario demonstrates a clear conflict of interest, and the very high number of former police officers serving time in our jails shows that not all police officers are honest. The right to remain silent is one with its strength based in common law, supported by legislation. The High Court in Petty v. the Queen held that a person who believes on reasonable grounds that he or she is suspected of having committed a criminal offence has the right to remain silent when questioned by a person in authority about the offence. Section 89 of the Evidence Act provides that no adverse inferences can be drawn where the defendant has remained silent, excluding certain circumstances such as identifying ourselves or in some vehicle matters. It would seem pretty safe to assume that we are not required to answer questions put to us by police officers. Sadly, the New South Wales State Government is moving to dilute the right to silence through the introduction of new legislation requiring us to answer questions put to us by police, or a negative inference could be drawn. This has not yet happened, and the move is facing very strong opposition from many individuals and groups. That brings us to our last basic principle of criminal law, commonly known as double jeopardy. Many believe that once acquitted, we cannot be tried again. It is important to note that acquittal only refers to a returned verdict of not guilty after a matter has been heard. It does not include situations where charges are withdrawn or dropped for any other reasons. These can be relisted. Even in situations where there has been an acquittal in a very serious matter, if there is evidence of the acquittal coming as a result of fraud or perjury, the case can be retried. If we as a society cannot even protect our basic principles of criminal law, what hope do we really have of living lives of liberty, equality, and brotherhood? You are listening to River FM 92.9 and I am Big Rob. Big Rob's Rant is interactive while being broadcast. You can find me on Facebook by following the links to Big Rob's Rant on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.